Have you ever heard of people making this, these things, they make up their batter and they fry them in deep fat so they got a hole in the middle of them?
Donut.
You ever made any of those at home?
No, my daughter has. So, I buy them sometimes. Just one time I come straight out of my hand and make a hole in the donut. Fry them that way, make like a thick, you know.
You know, if you were going to make some homemade bread, what could you put in it to make it rise?
Baking powders. With biscuits, baking powders. Mm-hmm. You sell milk, you do a baking soda.
If you're what?
If it's, you sell milk, you use a little baking soda. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you
if
can use?
If you're going to make light bread, you're supposed to buy yeast. Yeast cake. I know my mother's make light bread sometimes. She uses yeast cake.
I see. You know, you were talking about cooking greens. You said there was a piece of meat that you cook along with the greens sometime?
Well, you're supposed to cook bacon with them, well, since I can't afford to eat bacon, I would cook with the, I use that the ground beef sometimes, or stew meat. I put a little shortening in it.
I see. If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, but not have it sliced up,
mm-hmm.
you might just buy a whole...
Whole side of hog, or head of a hog.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't, because it ruined me before I used it up.
Don't eat that much bacon, yeah?
Uh-uh. I got some bacon in there, people. Of course, they gave me, I haven't touched it. Because I told me I eat no pork. I eat beef. Or I eat fish.
What about, if you were slicing that bacon off of the side, sometimes there's a kind of a tough part that you have
there's
to...
That's a rind.
What would you call a man who sells meat exclusively and nothing else? He'd be the...
Butcher.
Do you still have butchers around?
Yeah, I'm a butcher.
Whereabouts do they work?
In the grocery stores. Franco got a butcher. And Safeway, Buddy's, all the big stores got a butcher.
Well, what did you say? What would you say that's happened to me if it's been kept too long?
Well, you get old and it don't taste good.
Would
sometimes it spoils.
Spoil?
Feed that make you sick.
Have you ever heard people say that that meat can get strong?
Yeah, that's more than pork.
Now, if it gets strong, does that necessarily mean it's spoiled?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about butter that's been kept too long? You'd say it's...
Well, it gets over, you don't use it. If you keep it in the icebox, it won't get old.
Have you ever heard people say that their butter has gotten rancid?
No. I got coming in now. I have about two months I haven't got old yet, but I keep an icebox. There's margarine.
Uh-huh. Talking about butter being spoiled, have you ever heard maybe an old timer say that butter's kind of funky?
Mm-hmm. It's a long time ago. That's why they keep the butter in the icebox. Mm-hmm.
And that would mean that it didn't taste
good.
Have you ever heard of anything that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. That's what that hear him do.
Is that the same thing as what some people call souse?
Yeah. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of anything